Now, I'm going to invite Dan Godden up, who's the lead pastor at Salt. We've seen a great video from them, and Dan's going to inspire us and send us out. I think that's what you're doing, Dan.
Renee and I, my wife, love In the Shoot, or whatever it's called now, Multiply. It's a much better name. We love it. And we've been here for 4 years, coming every year, and we love the fact that Geneva is growing. And when I say Geneva is growing, Geneva is a tool that assesses planters and equips planters and helps them do their thing. We love that more and more people are using the tool. We love it. We love the way that this conference lifts your head to see what's going on outside of the thing that you're in. To see, as we sit under the word, to see the cosmic truth of Scripture. That's been so helpful these last few days, to see from Ephesians who we were, but then it pleased God to predestine us, to adopt us, to gather us as a new people in Him, bought by the blood of Jesus, to see the big eternal picture of what's going on spiritually, and by being here, to lift our eyes to see not just the cosmic spiritual state of what has happened in salvation, but what is happening spiritually, cosmically in our nation. That there are millions and millions of Australians who haven't heard of the blood that has brought you and I near to one another. And so our eyes are lifted when we gather here at this conference to see that need, and to see that we need more and more, thousands more churches across Australia evangelized into existence. That's kind of Geneva's thing, they say. We say that the tool says it's hard to identify, but we want to see hundreds of churches across Australia evangelized into existence. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people need to hear the gospel that will bring them to know God. Bring them to life in Him. Bring them to hope in an eternity. Hope in eternity rather than a Christless eternity in hell that they're facing. We believe that what the Bible says is true. It really is true. And one of the helps of this conference is to remind each other of that truth. Man, that burns in us, the sense of need. And so, as our eyes are lifted, we pray big prayers for big things. Man, I pray, I would love to see God pour out His Spirit on our country. Before, when Jordan asked a question about, I was just talking over here in the, we're all listening, but we're talking to the person next to us. Jordan asked a question of Don about, what do I do about starting a church near other churches? And Don said, don't start in Oklahoma, start a church in New York. New York has 8% of you know, how many people in New York? 12 million people? 8% of New York are evangelical Christians. Man, there is nowhere in Australia where that's the case. So we here in our country are in great need, and we want to pray that God would save people. Not so that we can have the badge of Australia has tons of evangelical Christians, but so that the name of Jesus might be glorified in our country. We want to see millions of new Christians. But we all go home. And we all go home not to numbers. We go home to names. I go home to, let me tell you about, this hasn't been recorded, or if it is, no one's going to download it. I go home to, I'll tell you about Will. Will started coming to our church this year. He had been involved in youth group years ago and had kind of drifted. He started going out with this girl. She wasn't a Christian. He started coming to Salt and was reminded of the things that he used to know and that they were true. His girlfriend, Emily, was converted. And then at her baptism, her mum, who was atheist, came along and was met by tons of people in our church. And we're going back to Will and Emily have been praying for her mum and dad and they're hoping to bring them along at Christmas time. They're names. They're not numbers. These are people. I go home with Jordan and Anna. I don't know if you've met Jordan and Anna while you're here. A young couple who are thinking through what are they going to spend the rest of their lives doing if this is true. And I go home to names of people not going so well. Names of people who are facing temptation of giving up the name of Jesus for sex or for drink. It's the numbers. It's the prayers for big things, but it's also the names, the souls. That's why I love Geneva. It's the conferences, but it's also the phone calls. It's the Facebook messages, the holiday visits. People pop in and say, oh, we saw you at last conference, haven't seen you for months, but how are you going? We pray for each other. And it's the relationships, the prayerful partnerships with other people who are involved in names. You know, I think someone said last night that Geneva is a network of networks, and that's absolutely true. It's not made to be a denomination. It's not. It's a tool. But man, such a good tool. I've met so many people who are now really close friends of mine and Renee's. And Geneva, for us, has been the conduit of that. Geneva's a tool to mobilize planters, but it's also been a platform through which we've made connections and networks and friendships. And out of those things, over time, no doubt will come more innovation and more church planting ideas and different encouragements. And the heart of Geneva lives on beyond this week on the coast. The heart of Geneva lives on beyond Don Carson. Really, it's life. A commitment to take the realities of heaven and hell seriously and take the urgency that they bring into everything that we do, into the way that we support one another out there. And then next year, wherever it is, we'll all gather together again, sharing war stories and sharing the joys of seeing Christ break open hearts and pray with people who've had tough years. And so go out. Go out impassioned and go out encouraged and go out together and support each other and call each other and pray for each other, because it's only by the work of God that we're going to see a flood of new disciples in our country. So pray and pray for each other that we would be gripped by the gospel. I'm going to read Ephesians 3 again. And then I think, Stu, do you want people to just go to lunch? Okay. I've got absolutely zero power in this place. So Ephesians 3. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.